Really enjoy our show. This will be on every Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, between 4 and 5. So, Alan, you've picked a lovely song to start. Which one have you picked?
Hi, well, Bernie, first of all, thanks for inviting me back.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, no, that's
Our
great.
interview at Christmas went down very well, didn't it? It was nice.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad it did. I'm glad
Yeah,
it
it was
did.
tremendous. It was lovely.
Yeah.
And thank
Hey.
you for being so open and honest and kind. And I think we all learned a lot from what you had to say.
Well,
It was lovely.
that's great. I'm glad. Thank you. Yeah, and thanks for this opportunity, because it's not every day I get to be so self-indulgent. And you may have to shut me up at some point, because when I start talking music, I can't stop. So,
I can't wait, Alan.
hey. Well, the first track I've chosen, it's a sort of bluegrass track. It's Alison Krauss, and comes actually, the first time I heard it was from a soundtrack on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which is a Coen Brothers movie. Brilliant, if you haven't seen it. And I think I chose it as my beginner, really, because it's not only just beautiful, and the harmonies, everything just stunning, but that whole sense of down to the river to pray, it takes me right back to being a child, really, and living by a river. Our house was called Bridge House, because it was just right on the river. But as a kid, I sort of found part of the river with a great big stone in the middle, and a little bit of an introvert, I suppose, as a child. And I used to go there sometimes every day, and just you do the stepping stones bit out into the middle of the river and sit on this big stone. And there was something about just the water and the kind of stillness of the place, and it felt like I was in my own cathedral, my own church. Not, and I think I said to you last time that I've never felt alone. I've always sensed that there was some presence, something there.
Yes.
Yeah. So this song seems like a good place to start, really, because this is where I think I first most deeply encountered God, was just by the river.
It's a
I think.
beautiful song, and I love her singing and the harmonies. And I was wondering how old you were at the time. Do you
Yeah,
remember?
this would probably be sort of 7, 8, 9, 10. Went on for quite a while, really. That was my place, my holy place.
And it
And
sounds, the music goes with it because it's quite beautiful and relaxing, isn't it? And
it's, I think it's sort of about baptism. Initially, a lot of people got baptized in the Deep South or whatever, during great revivals. They'd all just traipse down to the river, and they'd be baptized, and when they came out again, they'd feel that there was something had changed, something was new. Yeah, special song to me, and I think possibly lots of us relate to that idea of just, that church not made with hands, that, if we believe in a higher power, we can sense so much more powerfully in that beautiful outdoors in creation.
yes, the world's a beautiful place, and it's so lovely to be next to water, flowing water, isn't it, Alan?
Is
Okay, produce a song and we'll play it right now for our listeners.
Okay, well, this is Alison Krauss, and it's Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me. Oh, fathers, let's go down. about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down. Come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
That's great, Alan.
So, Alan, we've come to your next choice now. I really can't wait to hear it. Tell us all about it.
So this is Song to the Siren by a band called This Mortal Coil.
Yes.
It's a cover version of a Tim Buckley song. He was a sort of folk troubadour, and it was recorded by a kind of collective, really. So I was particularly into one particular independent label called 4AD, and they brought together a whole bunch of their bands, and collectively they brought out some songs under the guise This Mortal Coil. So this song is sung by...
Do you know what the significance of the name was, this Mortal Coil?
Don't really, actually. No, I don't.
No, because it sounds very profound, doesn't it, as a name?
Yeah, well, it's sort of life-free, isn't it? You know, you talk about slipping off this mortal coil.
But
it's a sort of collective, really, of different bands, different styles, but brought together by one producer.
So that sounds really nice. I like the word collective. Yeah, I like that, because it sounds like a lot of people collaborating together and working as equals together and doing nice things together. I like that.
The main singer is called Elizabeth Fraser, and she is the singer, or was the singer, with the Cocteau Twins, which have become a huge band for me. I've seen them live a few times, love their music. But she's Scottish, but she has this extraordinary voice, I think.
Yes. Well, she gives me goosebumps when I heard her singing that song. Yeah. Amazing.
And it's just the backing as well is just so kind of almost like these sort of gossamer chords. It's very ethereal. And very few cover versions improve on the original, but this does. This is just... And I include...
It's almost spiritual, isn't it?
I think so. It's sort of included because when I first heard this song... It stopped me in my tracks, and it was a moment. It's probably the first big musical moment in my life where I thought, I have never heard anything like this, and I've never been touched by anything like this. And I sort of include it, really, because there's something about Elizabeth Fraser's voice. And when in the Cocteau Twins, she sings gobbledygook, she makes up her own language and reads from the dictionary and all sorts of stuff. So it's not as if the lyrics particularly, although the lyrics of this song I think are beautiful. There's something about her voice that takes me to a different place. And I can only call that place my soul.
Mm.
I don't have another word for it. And so there's something about hearing this song for the first time kind of just bewitched me. And since then, voices like Elizabeth Fraser's, you know, without sounding trite, they make me believe in God. They take me to another place.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So this is...
Do you remember when you first heard it? Where and when it was?
I was in my front room. It came on a program, I think, called Snub TV, which was a kind of music alternative sort of program. And just from the first moment, I just couldn't. I was transfixed.
Were you in Northern Ireland at the time?
Yeah. But I was about 14, maybe about 15.
Wow.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
So it's a special moment. Yeah.
It was. So I rushed out and bought the album, and discovered all sorts of other new music because of the cover versions that they'd covered in that. So it was. They went on to produce two other albums as This Mortal Coil, but they've never exceeded this song. This song is still just, it's probably my Desert Island disc.
Oh, that's lovely. So, right, we're going to listen to it now. And Alan, I'd like you to introduce the song and we'll listen to it. But I know when I heard it, it gave me goosebumps, and I'm sure it will throughout East Hearts.
Yeah, this is Song to the Siren by This Mortal Coil, featuring the extraordinary Liz Fraser.
Along the floating shapeless oceans, I did all my best to smile to your singing eyes and fingers, drew me
lovely. Alan, so we come to our final choice for our beginning part of the show. What is it? What have you selected for us? We're looking forward to hearing it.
Okay, this is a slightly obscure one, actually. It's from something called The Prayer Cycle by a composer called Jonathan Elias. It's a kind of collection of prayers, I suppose, sung prayers. But he drafts in people like Alanis Morissette, and in this one, James Taylor, who some of us will know.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's, I chose this really because great words, for two reasons actually. So if I just read a couple of the words, maybe that'll explain what I'm trying to say.
But yeah,
do. The first verse is, Father, won't you carry me, for the ocean is wide. Father, won't you carry me, for my boat is small. So that reminds me of a prayer. There's an old kind of seaman's prayer, which is sort of belongs to the Celtic tradition in Christianity, where there's just this sense that we're kind of on an open ocean in a small coracle or little boat at the mercy of the waves. And yet we're trusting that that God, the Father, will carry us through that journey. So I've been long interested, really, in this side of Christianity that got sidelined, actually, way back when, which is it's called Celtic Christianity. And there are some communities throughout Britain, Northumbria, Iona, that have kind of rediscovered this vision of God, really. So it's a very earthy spirituality, a very kind spirituality, and it's one that's very linked to the earth and the ground and the seasons. And I suppose I chose this song also because that sense of the fatherhood of God has been an important one to me. Just that sense of someone who is the strength of my life, the one who carries me when need to. That unconditional love. You know, being a father myself, just I remember first child just being overwhelmed by this little life that was part of me. And my life would never be the same again, but I would never love like this again, because the love that you have for a child is beyond explaining. And that gave me an insight, actually, into this idea that the Christians have, that God is like a father. Because previously, I suppose, prior to Jesus, God was very much the master or the judge or the king or any of those things. And then Jesus comes along and he says, you know, our father. And in the original language, in the Aramaic, a little bit more like our daddy, to meant kind of picture of God as kind of the one that loves us with that sort of love. So that's why I've chosen it. And
that's lovely. So it's unconditional love.
Yeah.
And I love this theme of, there's a theme with you, isn't there, of God being alongside nature, the river and the wind, the sun, all these things, the beauty of the world is coming over from you, isn't it, today? And with the music as well. And it's a lovely theme, earthy, very beautiful. So that's lovely, really nice. It's given me a different perspective, actually. This is nice, listeners, isn't it? We imagine the church being a stuffy place, but Alan's pointing out that Christianity is everywhere and God is everywhere. I think that's beautiful. Beautiful.
We don't need to find God. God's already here.
Yeah.
Already inside us and within all living things.
Yeah. I'm sure he helps me out occasionally. Yeah. He or she. Could be a she God. But I'm sure they help me out.
We'll get onto the She God next. That's the next track. So next
week, lovely. That'll be next week. We'll start with that, ladies.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Okay. So if you'd like to introduce a song, Alan, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, well, this is movement 5, which is called Grace, from the Prayer Cycle, composed by Jonathan Elias and sung by James Taylor. Thank you.
Radio. Right, this is part two, part of our show today, and we're going to start off with Alan giving a few shout outs about people who've been wonderful, wonderful, who've gone the extra mile during these difficult times. So it's so nice to give Alan this opportunity. So who do you want to make shout outs to, Alan?
Well, I'd like to make a shout out to all those that are keeping our schools going. I have a privilege of being a governor of two church schools, and I've just seen what the lengths, the extraordinary lengths that people are going to, all the staff. But in particular, you know, I just because this person is known to me, but I wanted to say a big shout out to the family worker family support worker at Hartford St Andrew Primary School. She's called Jenny Hammond.
Jenny Hammond. You're listening, Jenny? Well done.
Jenny is the most extraordinary human, and she has gone extra miles all through the summer, just giving up so much of her own time to support families that have been in crisis or without food. She sacrificed so much, and she's one of many, but Jenny just happens to be the one that I know. So Jenny and that whole school community, they all do an extraordinary job. So that's my shout out.
That's great. Thank you very much, Hannon. Right, we'll dedicate a nice song to them.
Because James Taylor's in my mind, is You've Got a Friend.
Oh, that's lovely. That's perfect.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call got a friend when people can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Will they take your soul if you let them? Oh yeah, but don't you let them.
Playing, I really like your choice, Alan. What we're going to do, we're going to ask our listeners to write in with people they suggest deserve a shout out. So do write in. You can find the Out and About Facebook site and send a message there, or if you go on the East Hearts Radio website, you'll find my email address. So do write in and do nominate people or groups or organizations who you feel deserve a shout out. So it's my turn now. I just want to talk a bit about carers, and I'm just hoping now that we've been through a really bad time with this pandemic. I really wish and hope that as a society we put more emphasis on caring, and if there's a group of people that I feel are really unrecognized
and deserve much greater recognition, our carers. The care home workers have worked exceptionally hard this last year. They've been through a really tough time, and I don't think they've had a big enough mention, and I don't think they have enough recognition for the hard work they do with utter devotion and dedication, and they're a fantastic group of workers, and I know that because I've worked with them, and they deserve greater pay. The other group are the carers who go out and about in the community, and they go and visit the elderly and the vulnerable, and they've done a really important job. And another group that are almost forgotten are the unpaid carers, and there's a wonderful charity called Carers and Hearts, and they're making a plea, and this is their plea. They're saying, isolated, lonely and exhausted, unpaid carers give up their time to support others, and they're unpaid. It's time to remind them that they're not alone. Let's show them we care. Donate to our page and dedicate a heart to carer to you, that you a carer you know, or your local unpaid carers. Your donation will make a difference for the well-being of those carers who need it most. So show you care. So they're asking for funds, and they're asking for people to dedicate a heart to a carer. And I know that Carers in Hearts are an absolutely brilliant charity that support these unsung heroes in our society. Now, some of these are young carers, children looking after their mums and dads. And of course, there are many carers who don't really get much support. And they're a wonderful charity that provides support, and there's a lot of peer support. So for this group, I want to dedicate a nice song that you don't really hear much these days. It's quite an oldie. It's Crosby, Stills and Nash, and it's Our House.
I'll light the fire, you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire,
Alan, who else would you like to talk about?
This is probably a really shameless plug, isn't it? Because
no, it's not.
Yeah, I know lots of people have already discovered it, but got a little group of people at church at St Andrews in Hartford, and I also look after St Mary's in Hartingford Bury, and they've been doing some lovely things. But down in the town, a group of people who've been transforming the churchyard throughout COVID times over Christmas. I hope lots of you saw the living nativity as it kind of sprung up. But I think one of the things that just seemed to have made a real impact recently is the Missing You Trees, which were up around Valentine's Day for a couple of weeks. But the churchyard was just full of trees with little red hearts where people had written names of loved ones that they're missing for whatever reason. And just very moving. And every time I drove past or walked past, lots of people just finding it a useful way of expressing their grief and their longing and their hope that one day we'll embrace again.
Do a little mention of my co-presenter, Jack, who's 7 years old, and his mum, Laura, who helped present my show on Thursdays. And in one of the shows coming up, they mention going down and writing some lovely moving things in the heart. And Jack put some wonderful things. I'm sure Laura did. So yes, what a lovely thing you people have been doing. So that's
that team, we've got Louise Cobb, we've got Rosemary Willis, and we've got Sue Mulligan, and a whole host of people, quite a lot of our housebound elderly who've been sort of making stuff at home and just creating through that. So really, I suppose I'm telling you about it because the love hearts have gone, but just watch out for what's happening around Easter.
Oh, lovely. So that's exciting. I love the idea of people being involved and everybody feeling useful. The elderly can feel sidelined and forgotten, but the fact that they're being actively involved making things, I think it's lovely.
Great. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And thank you. Big thank you to everybody for doing that. It certainly, I've heard lovely things about it, and Alan and myself would like to thank everybody who've taken part. That's great. Oh, that's
great.
So shall we play them a little song? Local Girl.
Lovely.
It's her own version of the Leonard Cohen song. I say it the French way, Leonard Cohen. Hallelujah. And it's her interpretation of it. But I love it. And she puts a lot of feeling into it. And she's got this kind of bluesy style of singing. And the musical accompaniment is very simple and straightforward. But it shows off her voice. So we'll play Hallelujah right now.
By Local Girl, Megan Gray.
David played and he pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, and the major lift, the baffled king composing. You need to prove
If there's one profession that's really been hit hard over this last year, it's musicians and the whole musicians industry. Composers, engineers, producers, the roadies, they've had no work and they've had little or no income, and it's been really tough. And it was great pleasure to interview Caroline Hansel. I was so impressed by her. She's passionate about her job. She's a regional organiser for the Help Musicians charity, and they do absolutely fantastic work. Just an observation, the musicians industry is a bit like footballers. At the very top end, people make a lot of money, and it appears to me that the record labels and those that do the streaming make a lot of money. But actual composers, I was listening to the radio and there was a composer who sold, you know, she sold loads and loads of she had so many hits on Spotify or whatever, and the amount of money that she actually made for her work was minimal. And there's one thing that we need to try and engineer in society is that this money filters downwards from these very top, hideously high amounts that people at the very top get, but those at the bottom get next to nothing and they're on the breadline. Anyway, Help Musicians are there to help, and they help with all sorts of things. That they've got a mental health support, hearing support, and they're a brilliant charity. So if there are any musicians listening out there, I urge you to check out my Facebook page. So you go on Facebook and you look for Out and About in the local community, East Hearts Radio, and you'll see contact information, Help Musicians. And I'm also hoping to put a copy of the interview that I did with Caroline. Do have a listen. It's a really interesting programme. And we're really privileged. We're going to hear Caroline sing right now. She sings Errand Girl, and she's very well accompanied by a wonderful guitarist called Paolo Vanconcini. Here we go, Errand Girl.
Here's something that I'd like to bring to you, wrapped all in cellophane, designed for you. Tell you what it's all about. It is without a doubt singing the latest style. Service with a smile. If you want to sing and shout, get your heels and get about. I'm an errand girl for rhythm, sand beat. You'll get hip and follow through. I'll deliver straight to you. I'm an errand girl for rhythm, sand beat. You can always find me down at Smoky Joe's. That's where all the hip and swinging people go. If you want variety, take a tip and follow me. I'm an errand girl for rhythm, Sammy. You can always find me down at Smoky Joe's. That's where all the hip and swinging people go. If you want variety, take a tip and follow me. I'm an errand girl for get him and follow through. I'll deliver straight to you. I'm an errand girl for rhythm, send me.
Right, Alan, so we've got another shout out. We're doing well with our shout outs. These are great.
Right,
so we're going to talk about funeral directors.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a privilege of working with the local funeral directors regularly, and just been aware of the extraordinary pressure they've been under this year. Yeah. It's gone in seasons and cycles for them, but certainly the last kind of few months, just overwhelming at times.
Mm.
And so my shout out goes to them, these extraordinary men and women who are supporting grieving families. And it's an even worse time to be grieving, because yeah, you can't be there at the end. You can't have the celebrations that you want. And the funeral directors are just quietly just background making it happen. And the amount of pastoral care that they give. And we've just been so grateful. So both our churches, they've been baking cakes and just taking them around every week, just a little pick me up, because anything you can do just to brighten someone's day in these times is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's give a nice shout out to them.
Definitely.
And can we think of a nice song for them?
They probably want something that's quite bright and, you know,
yeah.
Funeral directors have often had the best sense of humour.
Oh no, they do. They do indeed. I know.
I think you need it.
Yeah. They're so practical, aren't they? And so straightforward.
Yeah, they are.
And
bright side.
Do you know what I feel like having is that Cat Stevens song, Father and Son.
Oh yeah.
You've touched a chord in me today about fathers and.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go. Go.
Well, sadly, we come to the end of our show. Do listen in this time next week to hear more from Alan about finding God through music, and we're going to do more shout-outs, and do send in your shout-outs too. Anyway, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
This is East Hearts Radio.
Your number one local radio station.
I love the music. It takes me back to when I was younger. It's just a wide variety. It's upbeat. It's uplifting. It's feel good music.
You're listening to East Hearts Radio.
Your number one local radio station.
It's just a good music mix, and you can sing along. It's all sort of happy times, and yeah, I love it.
Local radio by local people.
For more details, visit eastheartsradio.co.uk.
Listen on your smart speaker. Just say, play East Hearts Radio.
This is East Hearts Radio.
Your number one local radio station.
I love the music. Takes me back to when I was younger.
It's just a wide variety. It's upbeat. It's uplifting. It's feel-good music.
You're listening to East Hearts Radio.
Your number one local radio station.
It's just a good music mix, and you can sing along. It's all sort of happy times, and yeah, I love it.
Local radio by local people.
For more details, visit eastheartsradio.co.uk.
Do you remember teddy boys in drainpipe trousers and girls in swirling skirts jiving at the Palais? You must be nearly as old as David Sybil. So why not reminisce with him on the Nostalgia Club?
On East Hearts Radio on Tuesdays from 3 till 4.
Every front door unopened, every trip unmade, every overtapped snooze button, every commute from bedroom to kitchen table, every click, every call, every meeting. Everyone who can and does work from home is helping stop the spread of COVID-19, because the less we leave home, the less likely we'll come into contact with the virus. Everything we're doing is making a difference. Let's keep going. Stay home, protect the NHS, save lives.
You're listening to East Hearts Radio.
sat on the fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Stop.
Hello, David Sybil here, popping in to tell you about my Country Classics programme on Sunday mornings on East Hearts Radio at 11 o'clock. If you like music from the past and the present in the country vein, this is the programme for you. From Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers to Faith Hill and Vince Gill. There's our regular three-in-a-row line dance at half past the first hour, a spot every week for Patsy Cline, and a guest from Ireland in each of the hours. So why not tune in to East Hearts Radio on Sunday mornings from 11 through until 1 p.m. for David Sybil and Country Classics. See you then.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Move! you shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nine to five.
Step aside, every road cross safely to avoid passing on the pavement, every gap we mind on public transport, every space left between shopping trolleys. Everyone who keeps a safe distance, if they have to go out, is helping stop the spread of COVID-19. Because one in three people who have it have no symptoms and can spread it without knowing. Everything we're doing is making a difference. Let's keep going. Stay home, protect the NHS, save lives.